This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in this podcast. Now, it's been a positive close for the markets today yet again. Two consecutive days of positive close. In fact, we've also turned positive for the week as well so far. So if you could just sum up for us, how was the market action today and also what are the big cues to watch out for now?
Right. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, just like we had a chat in the morning and I said that there's a high possibility that we could, in fact, retest 11,950 and 12,000 levels.
Right.
And, we did retest 12,000 levels in today's trading session, but then, profit booking in.
Yeah.
And we close, just mildly above 11,950, you could say that. So, yes, definitely tracking positive global cues. In fact, bulls remained in control of D Street on Thursday, pushing Sensex high by over 150 points, while Nifty 50 had a touch-and-go moment with 12,000. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex rose 169 points to close at 40,581, while the Nifty 50 closed high by 61 points to 11,971. In fact, it touched an intraday high of 12,005 before profit booking kicked in and it pushed the indices lower by 12,000. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in metals, public sector, auto, banks and capital goods space, while profit taking was visible in IT and telecom stocks. In fact, IT remained under pressure largely on account of rise in rupee against the US dollar, which in fact touched 1 month high on Wednesday. Now, if you look at the broader market, it did outperform the benchmark indices. Now,
yeah.
Mid cap index was up 0.69% and the small cap index rose 0.59%. Now, going forward, investors would watch out for the infrastructure output data as well as inflation data, which will be out post-market hours on Thursday. Commenting on the gainers, that includes Tata Steel, Vedanta, Yes Bank, and Tata Motors. In terms of losers, TCS, HCL Tech, ONGC, and Infosys clocked the charts.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, if you could really help us understand, you did say that banks, auto, and metals stocks really rose in today's trading session. How did these indices really perform in today's trading session? And also, as far as the stocks is concerned, which are the stocks that actually clocked in a volume spike today?
Right. So, sectorally, the action was seen in metal index, which rose 2.4%, followed by the public sector, which rose 1.53%. Auto index closed with gains of 1.3%, and the Bankex was up by 1.25%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 300% was seen in stocks like Tata Motors, Tata Global Beverages, SRF, Chola Finance, and Glenmark. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Power Grid, HDFC, Tata Motors, and Bajaj Finance, while short buildup was seen in stocks like IGL, which even ONGC as well as Jindal Steel.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, there were a whole lot of other stocks also that were in news. Today, let's start off from the pharma major, Hikal Pharmaceuticals. Now, that rose about 14% in today's trading session as the company received an Establishment Inspection Report or the EIR for US FDA inspection for the pharmaceutical facility at Panoli in Gujarat with 0483 observations. Now, there was a stellar listing on day of listing for Ujjivan Small Finance Bank that added 51% to close at 55 rupees as against the issue price of 37 rupees per share. Apart from this, Godrej Properties share prices also rallied over 3% after the Mumbai-based real estate company added 4 projects to its portfolio. Cipla share prices also added more than 2% today after the pharmaceutical major announced submission of application for intravenous tramadol with US FDA. Now, shares of BPCL also gained 2% today as the roadshows of strategic stake sale are likely to be conducted at London, USA and Dubai. And this is as per the CNBC TV18 reports. Apart from this, Kshitij, if you could really help us understand the technical setup right now, what are the charts and the patterns suggesting to us? We had a touch and go moment with 12,000 now. What are we looking at for a day like tomorrow, which will be the last day of this week?
Absolutely. Well, we are looking for a photo finish for this week. And, if you look at the technical charts, Nifty formed a small bullish candle. It could have been a big one, but we saw profit taking at the close of the trade. So that's why, you know, Nifty 50 closed below 12,000 level. So on the candlestick chart, it's small bullish candle, and Nifty took support near its 5 days exponential moving average placed at 11,942. Now experts feel that as long as Nifty sustains above the gap of 11,934 and 11,923, you know, one can maintain a positive bias and look for initial target of 1231 to 1281 on the Nifty. However, a close below 11,923 could be considered as initial sign of weakness. Yeah. Now, for time being, traders could actually use dips to create fresh long position with a stop loss below 11,920 on closing basis and look for a target of 12,080. Now, if you remember, now this is a swing high that was formed, you know, in the week gone by. So definitely that is why it is an important level to watch out for. Now, three levels to watch out for would be 11,934, 12,005 and 12,081 on Friday. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 12,200 and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,500 followed by 12,000.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dinshitaj, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index and a strategy that investors and traders can be adopting forward from here. Thanks a lot for joining us in this edition of podcast and many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.